This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Manitoba Minister of Agriculture made a visit to the Iowa State Fair. We'll have more right after this.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cowguy Close on RFD-TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein at Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
The Iowa State Fair brings in visitors from all over, and one visitor to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network broadcast shed came down from all the way up north. Ron Kostishin, Minister of Agriculture for Manitoba, Canada, visited the Iowa State Fair after being invited by Annette Sweeney, a member of the Iowa Senate. Kostishin said it's important to foster relationships like this.
And we're going to keep coming back. You know, Iowa is a great trading partner for the province of Manitoba, for Canada, as a matter of fact. And as I was indicating earlier, Manitoba pork exports 2 million weanlings on an annual basis here to Iowa. And often when I was down here, I'd had a conversation and asked why that kind of number. And they basically told us, the Iowa Porks, is biosecurity is number one, right? Because that's always an issue, right? And secondly, the genetics of the pork that comes out of Manitoba has value added of opportunity of finishing, and the finished product is acceptable. So I think those are two key components.
Kostishin said the Iowa State Fair provides an excellent opportunity to educate people about the ag industry in Iowa and beyond.
Like, who would have ever thought seeing the butter statue that we see today and then seeing the cow, that was obvious. But all I have to say is that I was an agriculture producer for 40 years of my life in Manitoba. I was in a mixed farming operation, cow-calf operation, and grain operation. And you know what? We sometimes got to sit back and say to ourselves, thank goodness to our agriculture producers, because they're the ones that provide food and the opportunity of continuing to help producers out for the value added.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.